Blackstone Audio presents Captive Paradise, A History of Hawaii by James L. Haley. This book is read by Joe Barrett. To Jody and Leslie and Spencer and Kate. If a big wave comes in, large fishes will come from the dark ocean which you never saw before, and when they see the small fishes, they will eat them up. The ships of the white men have come, and smart people have arrived from the great countries which you have never seen before. They know our people are few in number and living in a small country. They will eat us up. Davida Malo, advisor to King Kamehameha III. The nation that draws most from the earth and fabricates most and sells most to foreign nations must be and will be the greatest power on earth. This is to be looked for in the Pacific. William H. Seward, U.S. Secretary of State. Preface. Throughout recent years, activists agitating for the independence of Hawaii occupy the grounds of the Iolani Palace in Honolulu, the only former royal palace on American soil. They do this periodically. They want to draw attention to what, in their view, was the unconscionable way their country was annexed by the United States in 1898, in the name of cheap sugar and the needs of American imperialism, although, as we shall see, it was much more for the latter reason than the former. The full story of how the United States got its hands on the Kingdom of Hawaii is virtually unknown among the mainland general public, and I began this volume as a history of Hawaiian annexation. I quickly discovered, however, that such a narrow focus could not begin to embrace the kingdom's tumultuous journey, which ended with its absorption into the United States. Discovered by the British in 1778 as the most isolated and strategically important islands on Earth, the country endured the clash of empires as the British, French, Russians, Japanese, and Americans all contended for influence with the native monarchy. From the mayhem of civil war every time a king died, a preeminent conqueror arose, Kamehameha, who waged war and suppressed rebellion for 30 years before he could call himself master of all the islands in 1810. From a pre-contact culture of idol worship and human sacrifice, refugees from the Kamehameha conquest reached the United States, gained an education, insistently challenged American Christians to send missionaries to end the pagan terror, and in fact led the first missionaries back to their homeland. And then the struggle was on for the next seven monarchs, to balance bringing their people into the industrial age while preserving for them some sense of cultural identity, to maintain the sovereignty of their country while dealing with the greediest and most powerful empires in the world, to provide a modern economy and wealth for their people while becoming snared ever tighter in the grip of the American economic colossus. For all this to have taken place in the span of one human lifetime is a pageant of imperial triumph and human tragedy rare, if not unknown, elsewhere in history. Dating back from annexation in 1898, the United States could never have captured Hawaii politically had it not first come to dominate the island's economy, and that moves the story back to the 1860s. Equally, it could not have dominated the economy without first capturing the people spiritually and culturally, and that moves the story back to 1820. But the American hand was felt even before that, in a bullying sea captain who inadvertently provided Kamehameha the technology needed to conquer the country, and in the mostly American traders who introduced the chiefs to luxury consumer goods and how to go into debt to acquire them. Annexation, then, can only be understood in this broader context of the Americanization of Hawaii. Oddly, there has never been a narrative history of Hawaii. There was a great deal of academic appraisal of the subject in the decades leading up to statehood in 1959, much of which has been reprinted for current reading, and James Michener's famous novel, Hawaii, which rocketed him to literary stardom, came out in the very year of statehood. Modern academic studies have been rooted in the reigning politically correct paradigm of race, gender, and exploitation, which, as it turns out, are highly appropriate lenses through which to view the island's history. But the Hawaii I found is far more complex. Early in the process, I had coffee with a distinguished history professor, friend.